So let's review. Our Mishnah continues with Admin's sixth ruling. Zok the Mishnah, Hamoiti shtarchei val chaveroi v'halohoiti shemocho lo yisasadeh. If the Malva presents a loan document that the Leiva owes him a loan, and the Leiva presents a subsequent sale document that the Malva sold him a field, Admin oimer, Yachol hu sheyoimer, ilu hayisi chayiv lach, hayilucha lihipari eshelcha kishemachart lo yisasadeh. Admin says that the Leiva does not have to pay the loan, because the sale indicates that the loan had been paid, because he can claim that if the loan was not paid, the Malva should have taken the purchase money as payment of the loan and not sold him the field. The Chacham say that the Leiva must pay the loan, because the sale does not indicate that the loan had been paid, because the Malva can claim that he deliberately sold the field to the Leiva in order to later to repossess the field for the loan payment. And the Gemara explains, Ba'astra di yavi zuzi v'hadur kasbi shtara kule amalei pliki. All agree with the buyer first gives the money, and they then write the shtar mechira, that the Leiva does not have to pay the loan, because the matzi amalei ha'ilcha lifraya shalcha kishamachat le'asasadeh. Ki pliki ba'astra di kasbi shtara v'hadur yavi zuzi. They disagree in places where they first write the shtar mechira, and then the lekeach pays the money, in which the Malva could not have taken the money without selling the field. Admin holds that the Leiva does not pay the loan because the Malva did not protest during the sale. And the Malva's mecha would not have prevented the Leiva's purchase because the Malva could have made a mecha quietly without the Leiva's knowledge. The Chacham hold that the Leiva does pay the loan because the Malva could not make a mecha since this would have prevented the Leiva's purchase because his protest would spread until it became known to the Leiva, who would retract from the purchase. Our Mishnah continues with Admin's seventh and final ruling. Zok the Mishnah, Shnayim sheitziu shtar chayv zeh al zeh. Reuven and Shimon both present loan documents in which each one owes the other money, and Reuven's shtar precedes Shimon's shtar. Admin oimer, ilu hayisi chayv loch, kitzarat alavim imeni. Admin says that Shimon does not pay Reuven. However, Reuven pays Shimon because Shimon claims if the first loan was not paid, Reuven should have taken Shimon's money as payment of the first loan instead of as a new loan. The Chacham say that Shimon also pays Reuven. They both pay each other. A Mishnah can be understood in a case where both loans were of equal amount. The Gemara elaborates on two issues that require explanation. According to Admin, perhaps Reuven could not have taken Shimon's money as payment because the loan was not due yet. Therefore, the Gemara explains that the Machlekes is in the case of Rishon L'Chamish V'Sheni L'Eser V'Asa B'Hayyim D'Mishlim Chamish. Reuven the Malva borrowed from Shimon the Leiva one day before the first loan was due. Mar Savar L'Avir Inish D'Yazif L'Yemi. Adam holds a person will find a way to wait one day until he can collect a loan due to him rather than borrow money. Therefore, it must be that Shimon had already paid the first loan. Mar Savar L'Avir Inish D'Yazif L'Yemi. The Chacham hold that if someone is in urgent need of money today, he will borrow even for one day. Therefore, it's likely that the first loan was not paid yet. The second question is, according to Rav Nachman, who holds Bishaloi Hein Shaman, the Sada Beinus is the average field among the Leiva's fields, we understand why the Chacham say, Zegoy Vishtar Chayve, Zegoy Vishtar Chayve. Because when they each have different categories of fields, it can happen that after both collect, one will end up with a better field. Therefore, we don't say let them cancel each other out. However, according to Rav Sheshes, who holds Bishal Kaladim in Shaman, the Sada Beinus is the average field among the common fields. Ze Oimid Bishaloi, Ze Oimid Bishaloi. Each claimant keeps his own payment because Hafuch Metartahu. They would merely be exchanging the same properties. The obligations should cancel each other out. There are two answers. As just mentioned, since we are speaking of a case of Rishon L'Chamish V'Sheni L'Eser, the second loan is due later than the first loan. Hach b'yasmi askinan. The yasmi migva gavi agvui le magvina minayo. And the Chacham actually means to say ze goiva v'ze ro'o ligvois ve'ein loy. Zok the Mishnah, sholesh arotzes l'nisuin. Eretz Yisrael is divided into three areas regarding marriage. Yehuda, ve'eva hayardin, v'hagalil. The Mishnah elaborates, eimetzin me'ir le'ir u'mikrach l'krach. A man cannot compel his wife to transfer to another one of these three areas, even to a city of the same size. However, he can compel his wife to transfer within the same area, but only mi'ir le'ir mikrach le'krach. Avaloi mi'ir le'krach, v'loi mikrach le'ir. He cannot compel her to transfer even within the same area from a small city to a large city, or vice versa. The Mishnah continues, Meitzin minova hara'a le'nova ha'yafa. He can compel his wife to transfer to a better neighborhood. Avaloi minova ha'yafa le'nova hara'a. He cannot compel her to transfer to a poor neighborhood. P'shimingam li'aloyma, afloi minova hara'a le'nova yafa. Mevnesha nova ha'yafa baidik. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that he cannot compel her to transfer even to a better neighborhood because her body is not adapted to a fine neighborhood in which she may become sick. Zok the Mishnah, HaKol Man L'Eretz Yisrael. A person may compel his family to transfer from Chutz La'aretz, the diaspora, to Eretz Yisrael. However, Ve'in HaKol Mitzin, a person cannot compel his family to leave Eretz Yisrael for Chutz La'aretz. HaKol Man L'Yerushalayim. A person may compel his family to transfer from another city to Yerushalayim. However, in HaKol Mitzin, a person cannot compel his family to leave Yerushalayim for another city. Echad HaNoshim ve'echad HaNoshim. Both a man and a woman may compel their spouse to a transfer. As the Brice elaborates, Hu Aymer Lalois, if he wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and she refuses, or Hu Aymer Shaloi Lotzeis, he wants to remain in Eretz Yisrael and she wants to leave. Kaifa Naisa, v'mlav yitzivit niksuba. She's compelled to follow her husband, and if she refuses, she's divorced without a ksuba. He Aymeris Lalois, if she wants to move to Eretz Yisrael and he refuses, or he Aymeris Shaloi Lotzeis, she wants to remain in Eretz Yisrael and he wants to leave. Kaifan Oisai Vimlab Yitzivit Niksuba. He's compelled to follow his wife, and if he refuses, she's divorced with a ksuba. The Mishnah continues, Nasa Isha be'Eretz Yisrael v'Girsha be'Eretz Yisrael, Nais Lamimos Eretz Yisrael. If a man married and then divorced a woman in Eretz Yisrael, he pays her ksuba with the weaker currency of Eretz Yisrael. Nasa Isha be'Eretz Yisrael v'Girsha be'Kabatkaya, Nais Lamimos Eretz Yisrael. If a man married a woman in Eretz Yisrael and divorced in Kabatkaya, which is in Chutz La'aretz, he pays her ksuba with the weaker currency of Eretz Yisrael, because as the Gemara explains, Basa Shibuda Azlinan Lekula. The payment is given according to the place of the ksuba obligation, Lekula, because Kesavar Ksuba Derabbanan. Tanakama holds that the ksuba obligation is merely Midrabbanan. Nas Isha Bekabatkaya, Begirshab Eretz Yisrael, Nais Nami Mois Eretz Yisrael. If a man married a woman in Kabatkaya and they divorce in Eretz Yisrael, he pays her ksuba with the weaker currency of Eretz Yisrael. Of course, as the Gemara explains, Baser Gevinas Linan, Lekula. The payment is given according to the place of the Ksuba collection, Lekula, because Kesavar Ksuba Derabbanan. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Aymer Nixon Lamimois Kabatkaya. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says that he pays the Ksuba with the stronger currency of Kabatkaya because Baser Shibuda Azlinan. The payment is treated as all debts, which are given according to the place of the obligation, because Kesavar Ksuba Derisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel holds that the Ksuba obligation is Midairisa. The Mishnah concludes, however, Nasa Isha Bekabatkaya, Vegesha Bekabatkaya, Naisla Memois Kabatkaya. If a man married and divorced a woman in Kabatkaya, he certainly pays her ksuba with the currency of Kabatkaya, because Basra Shibuda Begavainas Linan, both the obligation and collection are in Kabatkaya.